Kids Tuned to Yesterday, broadcasting programs from radio's golden years. Mark Lavillier, your host for this hour of sitcoms. Later on, The Adventures of Ozzie and Harriet from 1952. But first, it's The Smiths of Hollywood, starring Harry Von Zell, Arthur Treacher, and more, in a syndicated broadcast from February 7th, 1947.
It's the Smiths of Hollywood. People you'll be glad to know. And now here's attorney Bill Smith.
Hi, everybody. Don't mind me if I seem a little worn out. You see, this was our daughter's birthday. I almost forgot, but not Nancy. No, she was up early making a cake when I came down for breakfast.
Butter, sugar, separate 6 eggs.
Morning, my darling. Oh, you're making waffles?
A birthday cake for Bunce.
Oh, almost forgot. Gee, you remember 10 years ago this morning?
Do I? Say, hand me that egg beater.
Yeah.
You were more excited than I was.
Oh, me excited? Nonsense.
You weren't, huh?
No.
As I remember, you phoned your secretary to report to maternity and called Dr. Sampson to tell him he could have the day off.
Darling, listen, I was perfectly calm till I saw Bumps. What a shock that was.
Shock? Why, Bumps was a perfectly beautiful baby.
Beautiful? She looked like a dehydrated beet.
Oh, darling, that's one thing you can't say about Bumps. She certainly wasn't dehydrated.
No, only a mother could have thought she was beautiful. Why, when they announced I was a father and carried out Bumps...
Yes?
I took one look and they had to carry out me.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. I say, breakfast not ready?
Oh, you'll have to forage for yourself, Uncle Cecil. I'm making Bumps a birthday cake.
Yeah, do you have a present, Uncle Cecil?
No, no, I don't. But I have quite a past, old boy.
Well, I thought you might forget to buy something, Uncle Cecil. So I got some bubble gum and roller skates for you.
Was it kind of you? But it really isn't my birthday.
No, these are for Bumps. It's her... Wait a minute, she's coming downstairs. Let's sing for her.
Right, Hal. Uncle Jimmy has got a beautiful ruby-tinted nose.
Uncle Cecil! Not ruby-tinted. Happy birthday.
Oh, yes, sorry, yes. Uncle Jimmy has got a beautiful happy birthday nose.
Oh, Gabriel's teeth. Come on, Nancy, you and I get it.
Right.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Mom. Happy birthday to you.
Say, that was...
Aren't you going to thank us for the song?
Thank you for the song. Where are my presents?
What a greedy, grasping personality.
You get your presents after school, Bumps.
Yeah, what do you want for your birthday, Bumps? Of course, it has to be within limits.
I want a baby brother.
A baby... brother. That's off limits.
Yes, I don't think I could bear another child. Yes.
Bump, you better go get dressed for school, and I'll fix your breakfast.
Pop, why can't I have a baby brother?
Well, Bumps, you go get dressed for school.
Tommy Jones just dropped a hint to his mother, and he's got 3 baby brothers and a sister.
Yes. Well, we are no longer trying to keep up with the Joneses.
You go get dressed for school, Bumps. Uncle Cecil, if you want orange juice this morning, you'll have to go pick some in the backyard.
Right, ho. How wonderful. Oranges growing in the backyard. You know, I simply love California. I say, I do hope I can find the right tree in all this fog.
Well, Mr. Smith, did you hear what your daughter wants?
Now, Nancy, we've gone through all this.
Well, I suppose you're right. Anyway... you can kiss me.
You know, so you remind me of a little girl, Nancy. Maybe that's it. I hate to see you grow older and take on more responsibility.
You're sure you're not talking about yourself?
Oh.
Oh, but I do feel that way about you, too. We do have fun, don't we, Beth?
Yes. It's because we love each other so much, and well, we have time for each other.
But is it fair to Bumps? You know, no child should be an...
Who says she's going to be? We're young yet, Nancy.
I know. Bumps ought to have some companionship. You know, even a pet would help. Hey, Bill, why don't we get her a puppy for her birthday,
And have him chew up everything in the house? Oh, no.
Oh, now, I don't think you're being reasonable. Oh, how about it, darling?
Oh, Nancy, puppies are such nuisances at times that...
Well, so are husbands. But I'm all for them.
Oh.
Really, Bill, how about it, huh?
I say, that fog, you know, it makes me think I'm in London.
Oh, well, listen, you couldn't go out in a fog and pick oranges and lemons in London.
On the contrary, William, some of the lemons I picked in a fog, oh, frightful.
Oh, I wish you two would hurry and get out of my kitchen. I have a cake to finish.
Okay.
Taste of the cake batter?
You'll get your birthday when you get home. Now, hurry now so Daddy can drive you to school.
Are you using the car, William? I wanted to drop by the dentist and have him look at my teeth.
Well, just give me your teeth and I'll drop them by for you.
Oh, Bill. Now, look, all of you get out of my way now. Oh, Bill.
Yeah?
Don't forget the arf-arf suggestion, huh?
The what?
Arf-arf. You know, arf-arf!
What is... Oh! Well, I'll think it over.
Uncle Cecil, before Bill left for work, we were talking about only children. Do you believe in several children?
Oh, what a frightening prospect. No, I don't even believe in one children. I say, is orange juice all I get for breakfast?
Well, there's some eggs in the icebox. Uncle Cecil, you know, your cynicism doesn't fool me. I bet you'd like to have a wife and children, just like every other man.
Looking at the wives and children of every other man, my dear girl, is what keeps me a bachelor. Did you say the eggs were in the fridge?
Oh, yes, I used them all in the cake. Well, you'll have to have cereal and cream. Haven't you ever thought of marrying?
Yes, as a matter of fact, while tiger hunting in India, I once thought of marrying a woman.
Why didn't you?
I couldn't find one. I say, you know, the cream cruet seems to be dry.
Oh, I guess I used it all in the cake. Well, butter yourself some toast. Oh, I guess I used all the butter, too.
Yes, well, you might as well pour in this orange juice, too. The rest of my breakfast seems to be in that confounded cake.
Oh, dear. The phone always rings at the wrong moment. Say, Uncle Cecil, could you fold these eggs in the batter while I answer the phone?
Right, yes.
Hello?
Nancy?
Mm-hmm?
Mrs. Richard at the Community Day Nursery.
Oh, yes, Mrs. Richard. Oh, I hope you don't need me down there today.
We've had a catastrophe here. A water main broke and the cribs are floating around like rowboats.
Oh, how dreadful. Well, what can I do?
Well, all the babies' mothers work, and we can't keep the children here. We're trying to farm them out around the neighborhood.
Oh, this would happen today. All right, I'll take some.
Oh, I can't thank you enough. You'll only have to keep them till 6 when the mothers call for them.
Certainly, I'll get ready for them now. Bye. Uncle Cecil, quick, Cecil, what happened to my cake batter?
Tell me, Nancy, how does one fold an egg?
Oh, what a mess. Never mind, there's more urgent work. Now, the community nursery's sending over some babies.
What?
Yes. Oh, darn it, I knew we shouldn't have given away Bumps' crib. Oh, well. Now, Cecil, look for some safety pins. And you go upstairs and bring down all your big handkerchiefs.
My monogrammed handkerchiefs for a lot of little runny noses?
Who mentioned noses?
Oh, dear.
Now, hurry. Mrs. Richard will be here with the babies any minute. Say, darling, I've never seen cuter babies, have you, Miss Richards?
Are you sure you can take 4? I know that's a lot of babies.
My dear woman, 1 is a lot of babies.
Don't mind Uncle Cecil, Mrs. Richards. He's really quite nice underneath.
That's more that could be said for these yowling infants.
Oh, I don't know how to thank you, Nancy. Can you imagine anything worse than a broken water main in a day nursery?
No, I can't.
Look, I'll open the door for you, Miss Richard.
Oh, thank you. I still have three babies outside.
Close the door, dear.
Well, I can take more children if it's necessary.
I think I can place them. The mothers will call for the ones you have after work. And thanks loads, Nancy.
Oh, glad to help out. Good luck with the others. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, look at the darlings. Aren't they adorable? Oh, it makes me want a million of them.
My dear girl, you must be stalk mad. Oh, I say, did you hear that? It was rather good, wasn't it? Stalk mad, yes.
There, there, darling. Everything's going to be all right.
Yes, I wish I shared your optimism.
Now, here, you hold this one while I tend to the others.
Hold it? Nancy, don't thrust that thing on me. My dear girl, look, I beg of you.
Oh, well, don't be afraid. Just hold him. Oh, Cecil. The other end up.
Like this? I say, are you sure? I should think with all the remarkable advantages the science have made, they would have done away with this sort of thing.
Safety pins?
No, babies.
Oh, look, well, we'll put the babies in Bump's room and I'll put some chairs around the bed. Hmm?
Chairs around the bed? What are they going to do, play gin rummy? I say, Nancy, take him off my hands.
Oh, I have to tend to the others. Rock him in your arms. Sing to him.
Oh, be quiet. The law is the true embodiment of everything.
Oh, not that, Cease. Don't you know something better?
Oh, yes, yes, yes. When I went to the bar, the many young men said I to myself, said I...
Seven upstairs and two to go, isn't it?
One to go.
Well, give him to me. I'll finish feeding him. Here, you take this one and bubble him over your shoulder.
Do what?
Just hold him over your shoulder. Pat him on the back. He'll do the rest.
Like this, you mean?
Well, you can pat him harder than that.
Yes, yes. I beg your pardon.
Oh, don't act so shocked, Uncle Cecil. You used to do that when you were a baby.
Yes, I still do, but no one pats me on the back for it. I say, now, what if I turn on the wireless? Maybe that will divert them, huh?
And try getting some soft music.
Oh, that's...
Uncle Cecil, this baby's being stubborn. See if you can get him to take the rest of that bottle.
I say, if he took the stopper out, he'd get at it much faster. I say, hand me some of William's scotch and I'll set him an example. Well, little chap, bottoms up. Oh, no, what did I mean?
Cecil, stop making those ugly faces at the poor baby.
He started it.
Oh, give him back to me. Here, put the second one under my other arm. I'll take them upstairs. There, there. Uncle Cecil didn't mean to frighten you.
Oh, yes, I did.
I think I'll take a nap myself after I get them quieted.
Funny, my singing seemed to stimulate them. Oh, the beauty of silence. Maybe I can catch 40 winks myself. Oh, I'm tired.
Uncle Steve, wake up.
I can't.
Why not?
I'm not asleep. But I was. And be quiet. You might awaken those confounded babies.
Babies? Did you say babies?
Yes, I said babies. And don't awaken them. They're all upstairs in your room asleep.
Oh, how many are there?
4 at the last tally.
No kidding. Quadruplets?
Are you being humorous?
And I only hinted to Mom at breakfast. Oh, Uncle Steve, do you suppose I could go peek at them?
I see no reason why not, but be quiet. And don't awaken me again. Your mother and I had a frightful day.
I'll bet. I won't make a sound. 4. Boy, will this make me a big shot at school. Hello, Jimmy. Guess what I got for my birthday? 4 baby brothers. Huh? No? No, I'm going down to Mildred's now. She's only got 2 brothers. Boy, am I going to put her in her place.
Was that Melinda? Nancy Smith? 4? Did you say 4? Oh, I must call Gertrude. What's that, Gertrude? 4? But I just saw Nancy a few days ago. What? You saw the washing on the line. I must call Emmy.
What's that, Emmy? Heavens to Betsy, are you sure? You talked to the doctor himself? Well, I never. Too bad they couldn't have had one more and brought the title back to the United States.
Nancy!
William, confound it, be quiet.
Huh? Where's Nancy?
She's upstairs resting.
Oh, I didn't know. It bumps around?
No, she just went out a few moments ago. I say, what have you got in that box?
Puppies.
More livestock?
4 little Scotties.
Does everything happen in 4s?
Well, we're only going to keep 1. I couldn't make up my mind at the pet shop, so the guy said to bring the whole litter home and let Bumps take her choice.
Well, thank heavens you're only going to keep 1 of them.
Yeah, I'll put them in the kitchen and we'll surprise Bumps at dinner.
Mm.
Sure cute little beggars, huh? Here, you take the pups to the kitchen. I'll get the phone.
Well, at least there's no laundry with a puppy.
Hello? Yeah. This is Attorney Bill Smith speaking. Who? The Daily News. Checking on what rumor? Oh, boy, news sure gets around fast. I just walked in the door with him. No. Not 4 new mouths to feed. Yeah, huh? Yeah. Oh, yeah, there were 4, all right, but we're only keeping 1. What are we going to do with the other 3? Send them back where they came from. What do you mean, am I kidding? Mrs. Smith? Oh, she's fine, I guess. She's upstairs resting. You guess she needs rest? What? Oh, names. No, I haven't thought about names yet. Lassie, I suppose, or Bruno. What'd you say? Oh, so they look like their father. How do I know? I don't even know what their father looks like. I don't understand what you're talking about. Have I been celebrating? What? Who's drunk? You sound like you're the one who's drunk. I never... What, a photographer? Sure, send him out, but I don't see why you're so excited. It's... 4 is unusual? Why is it unusual? Back in Colorado, I knew a female that had 12. 12? Yes, 12. T-W-E-L-V-E. I knew a... Hello. Hello. Sounded like you dropped the phone. That's a... Oh, well.
Well, William, the puppies are in the kitchen. I hope they stay there.
Yeah, I wish Bumps would get home. I told the kennel man I'd be right back with those other 3 puppies.
I don't know what happened to Bumps. She flew out of the house so excited she couldn't talk. Well, it sounds like her at the kitchen door now.
Kitchen. She would come in the kitchen. Now my surprise is ruined.
Oh, gosh, you're wonderful. Thanks, Pop. They're all so cute.
Oh, you saw your presents.
Oh, yes, and they're just darling. All four of them.
Yes.
Why didn't you tell me at breakfast?
Well, your mother and I wanted to surprise you.
Boy, you sure did.
Yeah, which one do you like best?
Oh, I like them all.
I know, Bumps, but which is your very favorite?
Well, I guess the brown-eyed one that looks so much like you.
Oh, it looks like me. Well, now, that's a nice thank you. Well, if that's your choice, fine. We're only going to keep one, you know.
Only one?
Yeah.
What happens to the others?
I say, old chap, you don't intend to put them in a sack and drown them, do you?
Oh. You couldn't. I wouldn't let you.
No, of course not, Bumps. The other three go back to the pet shop.
Pet shop? Is that where you get babies?
Now, who is talking about babies?
William, I think I understand the confusion. You'd better go upstairs and have a look in Bumps' room.
Huh?
Yes, I say. Didn't you know there are four babies in the house?
Well, I... Babies? Hey, what is that?
My present.
What?
Don't jump down there. Oh, no, you've done it.
I've done it. What's going on around here?
Well, I mean, if only someone had told me. I'm always the last one around here to know.
Oh, stop shouting. I've had enough noise for one day.
Neighbors, the newspapers, everyone talking about
me. It's not you they're talking about. It's me. And I've had a bad enough day without all this.
You've had a bad day? Well, what about
you? You promised me a baby brother, and after I bragged on
you. We did not promise you a baby brother.
Wasn't that the phone?
Couldn't be the phone. I disconnected it after the first 50 calls came in.
I think it was the doorbell.
Well, I hope it isn't another photographer. I'll answer it.
How do you do? The day nursery sent me. They said my child was here.
Oh, yes. Well, you'll have to come upstairs and identify it. Just follow me, please.
I don't know how to thank you enough. I just learned what happened when I stopped by the nursery afterwards.
Oh, I was glad to help out. And all the children behaved beautifully.
There goes one of my brothers.
Oh, now, Bumps, darling, listen.
I hope it's the big-eared one that looks like you.
Oh, baby, come here. We can't keep the children. You can understand that. They don't belong to us.
But I thought they did. And the kids will think I'm an awful liar.
Well, now, dear, you have a pup, don't forget. After all...
Well, one pup ain't like four babies.
I know, but there's nothing we can do about it.
It just ain't fair. I even have to take three of the puppies back. At least I should be able to keep all the puppies.
Four of them? Oh, now, Bumps, we...
How about three of them?
No, I'm sorry, Bumps.
Oh, but, Pop, after all, I would set...
I know, dear, and I'm sorry, Bumps.
William, you monster, your heart must be made of flint.
Now, you keep out of this. You know, we don't have any place to keep so many puppies.
Well, what about that doghouse Nancy said you were in yesterday?
Really, Pop? Puppies don't eat much, honest, Pop. Take care of them and train them tricks, and they can have my spinach and oatmeal.
Oh, quiet. Well, all right. You can have two pups.
Three.
All right, three.
You shut up. Three or nothing, Bumps. Stand firm.
No, not three.
Now, I... How about a pup?
The house seems deserted without all those babies.
Oh, thank heavens the last one is gone. And I'm starving.
Well, dinner's all ready. Bump, Cecil, come on to dinner.
Okay. Gee, Pop, I've got one of the puppy things already.
Have you, child? Did you name the one with the big ears after your father?
No, but I named the one with the long nose after you.
I will not have a dog named after me. Cecil must go.
Yes, that is what we have been saying ever since Cecil arrived from England.
Come on, now, all of you be quiet. Sit down, Bumps, and I'll bring in your birthday cake.
I suggest you name that lively little one Oxford.
Oh, you mean after that college that's in England?
No, after that shoe that was in your closet.
Yes, my best shoes? He didn't chew one of them.
No, not one, William, two.
Oh.
Off the birthday cake? Huh? Oh, no. It was Cecil.
It was not.
Well, I mean, Cecil, the puppy defrosted the cake. But it was really
fault. I didn't give him dinner in time.
Now, Bumps, you promised to take care of those two pups, and I...
But all I could find to feed them was Frankfurters.
You fed them Frankfurters? That was tomorrow's dinner.
What? I say, those pups eating the Frankfurters. I say, that's really very funny, isn't it?
Very funny. Well, I fail to see the humor in it.
What a plain case of dog eat dog. What?
The Smiths of Hollywood came to you from Hollywood. This is Tyler McVeigh speaking.
The Smiths of Hollywood, on Tuned to Yesterday, a syndicated recording from the 7th of February, 1947. Popular British comedian Arthur Treacher, in the role of Uncle Cecil, in that broadcast. In the same year as that episode, he was in two motion picture comedies, One Slave Girl with Yvonne DiCarlo, George Brent, and Broderick Crawford, and Fun on a Weekend, alongside Eddie Bracken and Priscilla Lane. You are listening to an hour of sitcoms on Tuned to Yesterday. I'm your host, Mark Livonier. Now time for The Adventures of Ozzie and Harriet, an ABC episode from April 18, 1952.
The H.J. Heinz Company, makers of 57 varieties of fine foods for over 80 years, presents the amusing transcribed Adventures of Ozzie and Harriet, starring the entire Nelson family, Ozzie, Harriet, David, and Ricky. That little tingling feeling in the air this morning, it feels as though spring has finally arrived. The whole scene is one of activity, even in the Nelson's house. There's Harriet, busy finishing up the breakfast dishes. The boys are busy taping an old baseball bat. And Ozzie, well, he's hard at work, too. After all, with so much activity going on all around you, it's not easy to lie there on the couch and read the morning paper.
Look at this, Pop.
Yeah, that looks swell.
I bet you I hit plenty of home runs with this good old bat.
Go on, you can't even lift it.
That was last year. I've grown some new muscles since then.
Where are you hiding them?
Never mind, boy. Just take a look at this swing.
Hey, be careful there. You almost hit your father with that bat.
Oh, that's okay. It won't break. We've got it all taped up.
Oh, well, that makes everything all right then. Of course, it might have left a little dent in your father's head.
I can just see Pop's head all taped up.
Why aren't you laughing, Pop?
I'm sorry. I was just looking for something in this paper here. You know, I can't seem to find the opening date for the ball team.
You mean the high school team, Pop?
Don't be silly, David. What does Pop care about the high school team?
What team do you think he's talking about?
Iggy Magoo's Midget 9, of course.
Are you kidding?
We've got some team, boy.
I didn't know you and Iggy had a team.
We got a neat team, boy. Iggy's the manager.
Some manager. He's got all the players wearing roller skates fastened to their pants.
Sure. They're neat for sliding into second, boy.
If you ask me, it's crazy.
Oh, yeah? It helped us win a game once. Iggy was sliding into second base when his skates got stuck in a rut.
What happened?
Iggy was safe, but the seat of his pants was out.
I imagine that must have been a little embarrassing for Iggy.
Heck no. He just pretended he wanted to get it sewed up and walked right home with a winning run.
That's the goofiest thing I ever heard.
That's Iggy for you.
Well, I hate to disappoint you guys, but I wasn't especially interested in either of those teams.
What team did you mean, Pop?
Well, our regular home team that the Chamber of Commerce co-sponsors. Can't find the schedule listed anywhere.
Oh, yes, I think I saw an article about that. Right there in the paper.
Whereabouts?
Let me look. I think I can find it.
Did it say when the first game was?
I don't think there's going to be any first game.
What do you mean?
Well, I think the article said that they're not going to have a team this year.
No team?
Now, here it is, right here.
Let me see that. The Chamber of Commerce announced yesterday there would be no team entered in the league this year because of lack of interest. Lack of interest? Well, they can't do this.
Evidently, they've done it.
Well, I know, but do they realize what they've done?
Well, I suppose there just hasn't been enough interest in it.
Well, that's impossible. Baseball is the national sport.
Well, apparently the interest doesn't lie with the team here in town.
Well, I don't know how you can say that, Harriet. Every kid in town is interested in the ball club. Don't you think so, David?
Yeah, I guess so.
You guess so?
Well, we don't get much chance to see many of the games.
Well, I thought you did.
We're too busy playing ourselves.
Well, how do you expect to learn how to play the game right? Those fellows know how to play. You ought to get out there and watch them, pick up some pointers.
I thought they weren't going to have a team anymore.
Well, if they don't, I think it's an awful loss to the town.
Oh, not necessarily. What's one baseball team, more or less?
But, Harriet, you don't seem to realize it's more than just our local baseball team involved here. Baseball is an American institution, like apple pie and ham and eggs. And
Iggy Magoo.
Iggy Magoo?
Sure. He ought to be in an institution, too, boy.
It's a symbol of things that go to make our country what it is.
Well, I suppose when you look at it like that, it does become pretty important.
Well, I think it is. Baseball's been a colorful part of our American scene since before the Civil War.
Is that when they discovered it?
Nobody discovered it, Dopey. It was invented by Abner and Doubleday.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. He was the father of American baseball.
Golly. That little Abner sure gets around, doesn't he?
No, I think it was a different little Abner.
Some of my fondest childhood memories were the Sunday afternoons when my father used to take us up to Martin's Oval and root for the Ridgefield Park team.
Was that before or after the Civil War?
That was a little after.
Did you see all the ball games, Pop?
Well, practically all of them. A lot of community spirit in that little town, and I think the baseball team had a lot to do with it.
I must admit I enjoy watching a good game myself.
Sure, everybody does. Imagine you're trying to say there's not enough interest in baseball to have a team of our own here.
It does seem a shame.
Well, it's just too bad a thing like this has to happen after all these years.
Hasn't the season started in most places?
Not all over, has it, Pop?
I really don't know. Gee, I wish we'd found out about this thing a little earlier.
Yeah, that's right. A stitch in time saves nine. Well, maybe you can still do something about it.
I think I'll go over and have a talk with Thorny and see what he thinks.
Hey, how did you know our slogan, Mom?
Slogan?
Sure. We made it up after that game I was telling you about. You know, with Iggy Magoo.
Look out, folks. This sounds like a small bomb to me.
All right, dear. What is your slogan that you made up right after the game you were telling us about?
A stitch behind saved the midget nine.
Hi, Oz.
Oh, hi, Thorny. I've been looking for you.
Hey, you look pretty unhappy. No bad news, I hope.
Yeah, I'm afraid it is. According to the morning's paper, we're not going to have any baseball team entered in the league this year.
Is that a fact? Now, what's the bad news, Oz?
Well, evidently, you didn't hear me. I said we're not going to be represented in the baseball league this year. No team.
I heard you the first time, Oz, and all I can say is, what's so sad about that?
Well, Thorny, how can you say that?
Oh, I just opened my mouth and out it comes.
Yes, yes, I know. That's the original joke. Don't you realize what this means?
Well, I certainly do. I can save my money instead of going to ball games all summer.
Save money? Thorny, how can you say that?
Well, I just opened my mouth.
Yes, yeah, please, not again. How can you talk about a few paltry pennies you'll save? Think of the pleasure you get in exchange. You get out of the house. Think of how many chores you've gotten out of just by going to the ball game.
Not so loud, Oz. Catherine might be listening.
Well, I think it's a terrible thing myself. One of our great American institutions dying on the vine, and we sit supinely by and hasten its demise.
Holy smokes, Oz.
I read that in a book once, but it fits this situation to a T, Thorny. There's nothing like the thrill of being out there in the old ballpark, hearing the deafening roar of the crowd when a home run goes sailing over the fence or into the bleachers.
You know, I nearly caught one of them once last year.
Well, there's nothing like being out in the old ballpark.
Yeah, I guess you're right, Oz. Did I ever tell you the time I saw Babe Ruth play?
You saw the old Bambino himself, eh?
Yes, sir, and I'll never forget it. It was the seventh inning with two men on. He stood up at bat and pointed right out to the bleachers where I was sitting.
How about that? And then hit a homer, huh?
No, he struck out. But in the next inning, the pitcher got up and hit one right out of the ballpark. I think they're still looking for it.
Well, that's what makes baseball. Now, they say the Babe had more glamour striking out than most players do hitting a home run.
Yeah, it's a great old game.
And to think that our community is going to be denied the privilege of having a team of its own this season.
Oz, it's a darn shame, that's what it is.
Well, it certainly burns me up.
Yeah, what's the matter with the people? How can they stand around and take this sitting down?
What can we do, Thorny?
Oh, we've got to arouse some interest. That's what we got to do. Got to light a fire under the Chamber of Commerce.
Yeah, we need somebody with a good batting average in that department. Somebody can step up to the plate and back him up to the fence.
Say, what about that fellow who promoted those shows at the Lodge last month?
Well, you mean J.J. Fleason?
Uh-huh. Remember what a great job he did at the Lodge when they had those wrestling matches?
Yeah, say, that's right. You know, Thorny, I think we've got our man.
I think so. If anybody can do it, he's the guy.
But where can we get in touch with him, do you know?
Well, he owns that used car lot down at Forest and Main.
Well, what are we waiting for? Shall we take your car?
We better take yours. Mine's pretty old, you know, and I don't want to be tempted. This looks like his office over here, Oz.
Oh, yeah. I guess we walk right in, huh?
Yes, sir, gentlemen. Can I help you?
Well, we hope so.
My name is Thornberry, and this is my friend, Ozzie Nelson.
Say, don't I recognize you gentlemen from the Lodge?
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, come on in. Sit down.
Thank you.
Well, thanks a lot.
Have a cigar?
No, thank you.
Well, what can I do for you?
Well, we were interested in a little proposition.
Of course, of course. What model car do you have?
No, it's not about cars.
Oh.
See, the Chamber of Commerce has decided not to support the local baseball team this year.
Yes, so I've heard.
Now, I know just what you're going to say. You're going to say there's no interest in the team, and I say baseball generates more interest than any other sport in the country.
That's true.
You say, what's one baseball team, more or less? I'll say it's more than a baseball team involved. It's a great American institution, like apple pie or ham and eggs or Iggy Magoo.
Iggy Magoo?
Please, Thorny, don't interrupt.
I'm sorry.
We just think it's a dreadful thing that a fine community like ours won't be in the league this year. We'd like to see the baseball team back in action, but we need somebody who can stir up interest in the town.
Yeah, you know, somebody who can promote things in a big way. That's why we came to see you.
Well, I must admit that I haven't given it much thought, but I certainly like the challenge. Gentlemen, it's a deal. I'll do whatever I can.
That's the spirit.
Will we wait till we hear from you?
Well, why don't you go ahead on your own for a few days and stop back later in the week, and I'll try and have a few ideas ready.
Attaboy, J.J.
J.J., you're okay.
How'd your speech go?
Oh, pretty good, David. The men were all very polite. You know how those luncheons are. They tried to eat quietly while I was talking, but nobody seemed to be really interested in the project.
I sure have been spreading the word around at school.
Me too. I even gave a little talk on baseball in my arithmetic class today.
Oh, well, good for you, son. Now, what did the class have to say?
Nothing. Well, my teacher said plenty. I don't think she's on our side.
Evidently not.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, Harriet. How did you make out at the club?
Well, not too well. Most of them didn't even know that we ever had a team.
Some of them must have husbands who are baseball fans.
Oh, yes, several of them have husbands who never miss a game.
What did they have to say about it?
Well, they think dropping the team is the best thing the Chamber of Commerce has ever done.
It's a pretty darn selfish attitude, if you ask me.
Well, I did my best.
Well, I'm supposed to meet Mr. Fleece in a few minutes. And I'll let you know what happens.
Oh, hello there, Mr. Nelson. Come on in and sit down.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Fleece. What's the good word?
Well, sir, I've been working on our little project, and I think I've got some ideas that'll really put it over.
Oh, that's sure good news. I've been having a lot of trouble drumming up people's interest in it myself.
Well, interest is what we need, all right, and that's what I'm going to promote. Now, first of all, let's examine the facts. What does the paying public want nowadays? Well, sir, I'll tell you what they want. They want color, they want excitement, and they want variety. Am I right?
Yes, that sounds logical.
Exactly. Now, let's look at baseball. It's the same old routine every time. The pitcher pitches the ball, the batter hits the ball, the outfielder chases the ball. The game's gotten in a rut.
Well, of course, there's a little more to it than just that.
But you agree that the public wants color, excitement, and variety. And that's what we have got to give baseball. Now, of course, you ask me just how are we going to do that? Well, my answer to you is this. First of all, we make Monday night ladies' night.
You mean that the ladies are admitted free?
No, sir, no. The ladies play baseball. Now, here's what we do. We find 18 beautiful, shapely girls, dress them up in fluorescent sun suits, and form two teams. Like the idea so far?
Well, the basic elements there are pretty hard to knock.
Exactly. And I know what your next question is. You want to know where we can find 18 beautiful, shapely girls who can play baseball. Well, believe me, you get those girls out there in those sun suits and nobody's going to care whether they can play baseball or not.
That's probably true.
Then what do you suppose we have on Tuesday night?
Well, that's when we have the regular baseball game, isn't it?
No, I don't think so. Might be too much of a letdown after Monday night. Tuesday night, we'll have midget baseball.
Midget baseball.
A novelty like that will fill the stadium. We'll even cut the admission to half price.
Well, what night do we have the regular baseball game?
Wednesday night. It'll be a conventional baseball game except for one little change. All the players have to ride donkeys.
Donkeys?
Haven't you heard of donkey baseball? Why, it's the funniest thing you've ever seen.
Well, yes, I imagine it could be very amusing.
Oh, the fans love it. Now, donkey baseball is pretty hard to top, so we'll have to think of some surefire gimmick for Thursday night.
But what about regular baseball?
Naturally, we'll try to leave a night open for that. Now, maybe we can squeeze it in on Fridays. That is, not every Friday, of course.
Well, some people might enjoy watching a regular game.
I've got it. The game will be going along fine. Everybody will think it's really on the level. Then all of a sudden, we slip in an exploding baseball.
Exploding baseball.
Yeah, you know, the batter hits it and the darn thing just goes up in smoke. Then to get even, the other team slips them a rubber bat. Or we can dream up a few more gags and really turn this into a pretty hilarious game.
Yes, I see what
you
mean.
Well, I think this has been a very profitable meeting. If this stuff doesn't put baseball over, then I don't know what will.
Well, but
now, you just leave the rest to me. I'll have my secretary type up these suggestions, and I'll present them to the Chamber of Commerce myself. Well, goodbye, Mr. Nelson.
Goodbye, Mr. Barnum. Mr.
Ozzie?
Yeah?
Well, what did Mr. Fleason say?
Oh, well, he had quite a few ideas. Of course, now, remember, his big interest is getting people to come to the games. After all, that is an important item.
What were some of his ideas?
Well, they're liable to sound a little unusual at first.
What do you mean?
Well, ladies' night, for instance.
You mean ladies getting free?
No, this is a little different. The ladies play baseball. See, we get 18 beautiful shaped... We get 18 girls, and they wear sun suits.
Sun suits?
Now, I know you're going to ask me, where are we going to find 18 shapely girls who can play baseball?
Heck, who cares?
Yes, I think that will be the general reaction.
Not from some of us.
Well, like I said, Harry, now these were only ideas. Monday night, we have ladies' night. Then Tuesday night is midget baseball.
What in the world is that?
Well, you have midget baseball players. After all, they have midget wrestlers. Then Wednesday night, they play donkey baseball. I understand that's loads of laughs. The players have to ride donkeys. They hit the ball. Why are you all staring at me?
Why don't they just play regular baseball, Pop?
Oh, they'll play regular baseball, David. But a little different idea. Mr. Fleason thought it would be kind of funny if we slipped in a few exploding baseballs and some rubber bats.
Oh, and naturally, they'll end up throwing custard pies at each other.
Harris, you've got to remember Mr. Fleason's been promoting sports events for years. He sells used cars. He knows exactly what the paying public... sounds pretty bad, huh?
Well, it certainly doesn't sound much like baseball.
It's a three-ring circus, that's what it is. I'd rather not have any baseball at all.
Say, wait a minute. This might turn out to be a good thing after all.
Well, how do you figure that?
Well, now we have a definite selling point. It's either baseball or Fleason's Carnival.
Say, by golly, you're right. This is something that'll make those guys at the lodge sit up and listen.
You just wait till the woman's club hears about that Monday night glorified burlesque show.
I'll have Thorny make a speech at the bowling club.
Wait till I tell the midget nine about those other midgets.
You show this Fleason guy he can't besmirch the good name of baseball.
You're darn right.
You're darn right.
You're darn right, boy.
All right, men, saddle up your soapboxes and let's ride. I ask you, gentlemen, where will it go from donkey baseball? Next, we may have monkey baseball, and then kangaroo baseball. Before long, people won't be allowed to play the game anymore.
At least when we had regular baseball, nobody worried about having her husband run off of the third baseman.
To quote the words of a certain baseball manager to a certain umpire, one donkey on the field is enough already.
The dirty trick, that's what it is. We were here first, and this town isn't big enough for any more midgets.
Come on in, Thorny.
Hi, Oz. I had to rush right over. Have you seen the morning paper yet?
No, not yet. What's up?
Well, we did it, Oz. The Chamber of Commerce has decided to have a team after all.
Wonderful.
Yes, sir. None of that crazy ballyhoo junk. Just a plain old-fashioned baseball team.
Oh, that's great news, Thorny.
Where's Harriet and the boys?
They went to the market. Wait till they hear about
this.
There's
a big article in the paper.
What does it say?
Oh, it just says that a heated campaign under the able leadership of Mr. S.J. Thornberry was the main...
No, wait a minute. What do you mean under the able leadership of S.J. Thornberry? I was the one who started this thing.
Yeah, but I was the one who wrote the article.
You wrote it?
Well, I didn't exactly write it, but a reporter called up to find out who was responsible for the campaign, and you know what a poor memory I have for names. Mine was just the first one I could think of.
Oh, a fine thing. I do all the work and you get all the credit.
I was only kidding you, Oz. Everybody got credit.
Hey, who's that coming up the walk?
It looks like that Fleason guy.
By golly, that's exactly who it is. Boy, I'll bet he's really burned up. This is going to be fun. Just a moment.
Well, at least he's a good sport about it.
Well, good afternoon, Mr. Nelson.
Good afternoon.
Oh, hello there, Mr. Thornberry.
Hello, Mr. Fleason.
Won't you come in?
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Well, this is certainly a red-letter day for our town, isn't it?
I beg your pardon?
Haven't you gentlemen read the papers yet?
We have, but have you?
Oh, yes, indeed. The Chamber of Commerce is a lot like some of my used cars. They just need a little push to get rolling.
Well, I must say you're being a good sport about this.
Well, I couldn't be happier. Didn't I tell you that those ideas of mine would really bring baseball back to our town?
Well, yes, but you were talking about donkey baseball and midget baseball.
Yes, I know. Pretty horrible thought, wasn't it? I hope you gentlemen will forgive me, but I figured the only way to get some action was to propose something so fantastic that the whole town would be aroused and the grand old game of baseball would be brought back to our fair city.
Well, it sure worked.
Ozzie.
Oh, Harriet, this is Mr. Fleason.
How do you do?
Mr. Fleason?
Oh, don't worry. He's on our side. It seems he kind of fooled all of us.
I'll say he did. If they ever do play donkey baseball, just ask for Long Ears Thornberry.
Mr. Fleason was on our side all the time. He was just trying to arouse the citizens.
Well, good for him.
I'll certainly appreciate any suggestions you folks may have to offer.
Oh, well, I have one right away. Now, this may come as a surprise, but I think that ladies' night deal isn't a bad idea at all. I mean, if different clubs organized teams, we could form a women's league. And personally, I think some of the girls might look pretty cute in sunsuits.
Yes, I see what you mean. Monday night is a slow night anyway.
And you know, the more I think of it, I'll bet that donkey baseball will be a lot of fun to watch.
I think so, too.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, a lot of people might like something like that occasionally. You know, it's comical and unusual.
Now, wait, just a second. What about regular baseball?
Oh, yes, we do have to have a few regular games.
Yeah, I suppose so.
Well, we'd better. That's what all the shouting was about.
We can have those games on Saturdays and Sundays.
Well, swell. Novelty ideas are fine, but some people might enjoy watching just an ordinary game.
Of course.
So Saturdays and Sundays are reserved for regular baseball. Just straight, legitimate games.
Right.
Played as the game should be played. Mr. Pleason?
Yes?
Now, I'm not suggesting we should change the game.
Yes?
But don't you think maybe just on opening night we could slip in one or two exploding baseballs?
Section in tonight's paper?
No, I didn't. Anything important?
Yes, the opening game is next Saturday.
Can we go, Pop?
Well, of course, we'll all go. Doesn't I enjoy more than a baseball game? You know, come to think of it, though, I don't think I saw as many as usual last year or the year before.
I'll bet everybody will be at this game.
Yeah, we better get there early, too, because Pershing Field doesn't hold very many people.
Pop?
Yes, David?
How long has it been since you've seen a baseball game?
Well, now that you mention it, I guess maybe I haven't seen one for about 2 years.
Well, that's funny.
What do you mean?
Well, you said Pershing Field, and it says here they've been playing the games at the community stadium since 1945.
Come in again next week to another subscribe adventure of Ozzie and Harriet.
The Adventures of Ozzie and Harriet, on Tuned to Yesterday, from April 18th, 1952, on ABC. And that wraps it up for this hour of sitcoms on Tuned to Yesterday. Be sure to be with us next time for more great shows from radio's past. Until our next hour together, I'm Mark Livonier. It's been a pleasure.